out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, in whatever capacity, wherever, under whatever influence, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours spewing at you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the internet, America.
Welcome. Please clap.
Welcome to the
please
fucking clap. Internet.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
God, we're going to be here the next couple of hours, everybody. You know, I understand there's some news going on. There's an impending nuclear... apparently, we're in a nuclear arms race again.
Can we take a moment to... I just want to thank all you Trumpalos out there that couldn't stomach voting for Hillary Clinton because of her corruption. The private server, supposedly, that she stored her emails on, it wasn't even illegal.
You well, rat bastards.
You guys got your answer. This is what you wanted. This is what you fucking wanted.
It's
congratulations.
Not. It's not, because there's more and more stories coming out about how they aren't really sure that this is exactly what they were signing.
What a bunch of fucking idiots.
Signing up for. What do you mean he's going to take away my Social Security? What do you mean he's going to take away my Medicare?
You know what we get for that? I reserve the right to never not call you guys idiots for voting for Trump. Because right. You were marks, you were stupid, and I have no sympathy
yes,
for you.
Yes. Lots going on. Don't forget, check all of our social medias. If you want to tweet us during the show live, at Crab Diving is the name, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. And that's it. Participate in the show. Spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs, etc.
Share our garbage upon your timeline.
Exactly.
It is not garbage.
It's nice garbage.
It's nice garbage. It's a good kind means. Of garbage.
We can see what's going on. Let's get right to the headlines. We got a lot going
not?
On. This is our Faithless Friday show, everybody. We let our atheism dangle out a little bit more than usual.
Yes.
And we've got some stories coming up of the religion versus the secular world type.
Who should I pray to while the world is blowing up?
I'll pick one.
Okay.
There's thousands to choose from.
Xenu!
Let's see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, southeast Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 23rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington the Post.
Hey, boy.
It's a picture of Don the Con.
Oh, yes.
Our orange POTUS.
Right. Ugh, blech. No. He's not POTUS. He's POTUS-elect.
POTUS.
Oh, POTUS. Is that a real thing?
P.E., President-elect of the United States
I'm
of America.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were just saying it funny.
No.
I didn't know that it...
The appropriately POTUS.
Isn't it pronounced peyote? Peyote? What is it? Shit you smoke if you're an Indian?
Peyote, yeah.
To talk to the coyotes and the wolves. The headline over at the HuffPo says, we have an incoming president with the maturity of a five-year-old. Is a quote.
With nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Senator Jeff Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon, not Oregon.
Yes. Say it right.
Said yesterday he was on, I believe he was on Chris Hayes. On MSNBC.
Liberal.
Said that he has little confidence Donald Trump will act rationally on nuclear weapons, in part because he thinks the president-elect behaves like a child. Quote, we have an incoming president who has kind of the maturity of a five-year-old wrapped by a massive ego.
Pardon me while I blow my brains out, figuratively.
And to have that just a second away from the nuclear trigger is very, very scary.
Wait a second. Hey, can we talk about it? I don't know if you know at Vile Experience, but say Donald Trump feels like he's in a situation where he do needs to nuke someone. How many steps does he have to take to make that happen?
Well, you know, not he makes one phone call, and they could be in the air in 5 minutes. But now there's some members of the intelligence community, insane Democrats and insane Republicans even, who are asking for President Obama to take, right now they're on hair trigger status, means he picks up a phone, 4 minutes later, literally they're in the air with no questions on any step of the process. And now they're asking Obama to step down to the next level, which is not that ready. It would take a little bit longer to launch them, hoping just for the reason, because they don't trust Trump and they don't trust that Trump will make the correct decision.
So Obama can take it off the hair trigger. So when Trump...
And then Trump will have to justify putting it back on hair trigger if he gets into office or whatever. So he's trying to... You know, Obama's doing what he can. He got rid of that kind of defunct already registry that they, the evil Republicans, had put in after 9/11 for incoming Muslim immigrants.
Yes.
And... he totally got rid of that. So Trump is going to have to start from zero again if they want to form some sort of a registry for Muslim immigrants. But so I guess, you know, the president is trying to make it kind of as difficult. The current president is trying to make it as difficult as possible for Trump to or at least slow down the march to Armageddon.
Can I pitch to you an idea for a screenplay I've been thinking about?
Sure.
How about this? How about a George Soros type, some rich benefactor who is a liberal, far left wing guy, decides to put his money where his fucking mouth is. He buys off some generals, I don't know, is able to convince wings of the army that they should follow him. He gets a force together. They tell Obama that we are not letting you leave the White House. You will be in charge. Don't worry about the other shit. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that's, what do you think about that movie? Is that a good movie or a bad movie?
How does it end?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Do we survive? Does the world survive?
Do we survive this movie? The movie we're in, though? The movie, current real movie?
The question's going on. The reality show that we've all been dragged into.
Stay tuned.
Thanks, Republicans.
God.
And dumb Democrats who thought that Hillary was so evil.
I can't stomach her. I just can't, in all good conscience, I can't vote for her. She's corrupt. You're an idiot. You're all idiots and you're all stupid.
So that was it. Senator Merkley yesterday said that, you know, they're worried about Merkley. He said this is an area where it's constrained by international agreements, as it should be, because of the risk of nuclear weapons. Trump just can't say, we're going to build more. We have agreements now. We have SALT, START, all these different agreements, international agreements, because for the past 40 years, since Reagan said, wouldn't it be great if we could get rid of them all? And he got rid of half of them. And then George H.W. got rid of more. And then Bill Clinton got rid of more. And then even G.W. cut them in half. Fucking half of what we still have thousands and thousands and thousands, enough to blow up the entire world a million times over. And that idiot Kellyanne Conway, that Joseph Goebbels, was on Maddow last night,
And when she was talking about it, she's like, well, you know, we don't know about some rogue nation or something. And Matt was like, well, you're talking about a nation with one.
Right.
One nuke. How is us already having 5,000, we're going to have 5,010? How is that going to change the mind of a rogue nation that's trying to get one?
And weren't we having a conversation? Maybe it was on the show. Maybe it was an offline conversation where
we have those.
Yes.
We try to avoid them.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, we were talking when the mic was off. Isn't our military too large in a way? I mean, for isn't it not tooled correctly for the world in which we live?
Yeah.
I mean, it's too Cold War-like.
Well, you heard...
Unless we restart a Cold War.
One of the best mic drops was in the debate between Barack Hussein Obama and Mittens Romney. Remember when Romney was like, we're depleted and we only have this many ships and only this many. And Obama was, well, you know, we have fewer horses and bayonets, too.
Yeah.
Because progress, God. Science and shit. We could do with one drone what would have taken a bomber squad in the 40s or 50s. We don't need... hundreds of massive ships and everything. It's not quantity, but you can't tell these idiots. It's you know, in the world where we've got Americans now,
yes,
whose crotches are moistening over Vladimir Putin with his shirt off, basically, and they think, well, we need a big strong daddy. That's all they care about.
Yeah, it's weird. It's as if Trump fed on some weird ass character flaw that people have, like this idea that they feel like they're sitting in a country that's been sissified,
right?
Because we're progressing and we see gay people as human beings, trans people as human beings.
Well, and white men aren't bowed down to every right. time they walk down the street, like the yes. good old days.
And Trump fed on that.
Yeah.
And now look where we are. It's kind of funny. He's not even president yet. And look where that got us. Now we have a guy trying to restart the Cold War, or just a Cold War. Take out the word cold.
Shit. Right. A searing hot kind of radioactive war.
Merry Christmas.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see how the other half is not thinking and go over to the Drudge Report. Set your calendars back a couple centuries or more. The headline.
Yes.
I was just going to do this story. I'm kind of surprised. This is the headline at the Drudge Report.
Fuck ye.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, man.
Apparently not doing well at all. Carrie Fisher was flying from London to LA when she reportedly suffered some kind of a heart attack, went into cardiac arrest. The fellow passengers gave CPR. She was taken to a hospital right after the plane landed. But she's in critical condition at this point. Send out those prayers. They're so effective.
Yes.
And
vibes, prayers.
Only 60 years old, but I guess with the mountains of coke she did
back in the day
throughout her life, that goes right for your heart. So that's possibly what has happened there.
Jeez.
Like, didn't the ShamWow, not the ShamWow guy, the...
ShamWow guy.
Was it the ShamWow guy?
Billy Mays.
Yeah, same kind of deal.
I was about to say Billy Madison, but I think that's a stupid Adam Sandler movie.
Or he was in his like low 50s or something, but the coke had done the damage to his heart, so he had a massive heart attack and left us. So Carrie Fisher, our thoughts are out to her.
Yes.
And her family and everything. Hopefully she'll be okay.
Right.
But right now, critical condition.
Man. She was great in Rogue One, by the way.
She wasn't in Rogue One.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But
don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. In terms of science fiction.
Perhaps voiceover, maybe.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Let's see what's going on. Oh, that is the headline over at the Drudge Report. Is Carrie critical, it says.
Damn.
So there you go. That's the big headline over Drudge. I'm kind of surprised.
It's not something.
With Israel. Oh, here it is. Obama backstabs Israel right below it.
To me, how are you a news organization and every story isn't President-elect Trump is sending us back into the Cold War, is threatening to increase our nuclear arsenal? How is that not every fucking story?
Because they like it, right? Yesterday on Drudge, they said he's flexing our nuclear muscle.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Manly America.
Our country is in the clutches of a bunch of bros.
Yeah.
How gross for us.
And we're, to use a diplomatic technical term, fucked.
Yeah,
completely
right.
Fucked.
We are technically fucked.
So that be what is going on over at your headlines.
Yes.
All kinds of other shit going on the planet today. We mentioned a little bit about the Trumpster and we mentioned a little bit about Israel. They had that vote today at the UN to condemn Israel for their shenanigans in the treatment of the Palestinians. And in a kind of a change of our policy, we usually, when these things come along, veto them.
Right. Because we're not loons.
We're on the permanent committee where we can veto everything.
Right.
And this time, instead of vetoing it, which is what Israel wanted us to do, which is what Donald Trump wanted us to do, he tweeted out that he wanted us to veto it at the behest, we've learned, of Bibi Netanyahu.
Right.
Bibi Netanyahu reached out to the little orange fingers and said, could you put out a statement saying that this resolution should be vetoed? But the U.S. and Barack Hussein Obama decided to abstain instead of vetoing it. Basically allowing passage of the resolution that condemned this Israeli settlement expansion into the occupied West Bank. And the Israelis came on and said, you're voting today for never having peace.
No, oh,
they're talking about these settlement expansions into areas that aren't their land. But they're like, fuck it. We're kicking them out. Holy Land.
Yeah.
Jesus was born here.
That's their justification.
Therefore, we're going to take it. Yeah.
God, I mean, can they not compromise? I mean, you know what I mean? There's no compromise there at all?
No, Bibi Netanyahu's in charge, which is basically...
He's a hardliner, right?
A right-wing batshit loon hardliner.
Is he their Trump, or is he like
worse,
Cheney?
Cheney. Yeah, they're Cheney. That's perfect.
Is that what... Let me ask you something. Let's say Trump assumes office. He's POTUS. Ugh. And then some bullshit pops off in the world. Who does Trump call in? Does he call in Dick Cheney to help him? Are they friends?
I don't know. Cheney's running around, you know, because Marco Rubio is not wanting to let Trump get away with shenanigans, and especially the whole Russian thing.
Right.
And I guess Cheney, didn't he stick his nose in and say something to Rubio?
He told like, Rubio to cool his jets.
Get in line or something like that?
Yeah.
Just, God, man. Thanks, medical technology, for keeping that evil alive.
God damn it.
The hearts of probably good, kind people.
Surely if Dick Cheney's life can be extended, they can figure out how to make Princess Leia live.
Right.
Darth Vader lives. Princess Leia better live as well. That's all I'm saying.
So over at Fox, of course, they're calling it a, quote, shameful abstention by the U.S. in a United Nations vote Friday allowed passage of a resolution condemning Israeli settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank. The UN Security Council resolution was put forward by four nations after Egypt withdrew it yesterday from pressure from Israel. But four other nations stood up and said, fuck that. We're putting it through.
Yes.
According to Fox, again, I'm reading from Fox. Failure by the U.S. to veto the measure was seen as a double cross of America's key Middle Eastern ally. Well, no, we've been telling them we are against the expansions that they've been doing, and especially the war criminess of the expansions, where you just you tell people, get out of your house, you got 10 minutes, and then they start bulldozing.
I mean, and how is that, how is expanding the settlements in the best interest of Israel?
Because they need more room.
But, I mean, I wonder if that is that really, there must be people in their country that don't believe that that's actually in the best interest of their country to do things like that.
Yeah. They're crazy. They're, you know, they're fired up by terrorism. It's the same thing here. Yes, the Palestinians, some of them are up to shenanigans and sending over a rocket or stabbing someone in a mall or something. You know, there are some terrorist attacks that go on. However, that does not justify the prison camp that the West Bank has become. If you've ever watched any of these documentaries about
what you have to do to go back and forth,
poor civilians.
Oh man, I mean,
if they let you,
am I blaming the victim by saying, like, by them expanding those settlements, they're escalating. They're escalating the conflict.
Right.
I mean, it's not like that. Nobody.
And most civilized people think the two-state solution is the solution, where Palestine will eventually actually have borders be recognized.
Yes.
But the Israelis say, well, that's not going to happen until they recognize Israel's right to exist.
Right.
Which right now the people in charge of Palestine don't. And then they blame the Palestinian people. Well, they shouldn't vote for those guys. that gives them carte blanche to starve them, bomb them, and put up fences around their neighborhoods and treat it like a Palestinian gulag.
God, that is the... Yeah, I mean...
But we're just supposed to lick Israeli taint
and
put up with anything they have because we are supposed to just blindly agree to whatever the Israelis wants. And now this jerk off that Trump is saying is going to be our ambassador, who has 0.0 diplomatic experience in one of the biggest hot spots in the world. If you want to make, you know, presidents kind of sometimes toss an ambassadorship to one of their buds,
to like the Bahamas.
Well, right. Or yeah,
Tahiti,
or yeah, something nice.
Ecuador.
And then they send real knowledgeable diplomats to places like
the Middle East,
Israel, the Middle East, and things, Russia.
I mean, you know, Jimmy Carter couldn't bring peace to that region. Bill Clinton couldn't bring peace to that region. Obama. Who is this guy, the ambassador? Who's this going to be?
Well,
some douche.
I don't know his name. He's some shitbag, a businessman who is for these settlements. And this guy wants us to move our embassy to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Which would be the biggest fuck you to the Palestinians ever, and to the Arab world. You want the rest of the Arab world to hate us even more.
That's an escalation.
Let's move the embassy to fucking Jerusalem.
But the problem
is, toss something to the fucking evangelicals.
Yeah. Am I right? Am I understanding this correctly? See, we see that as an escalation, but to the hardliners, for like Netanyahu.
It's that, their destiny. It's that, what
that's
they're
them
owed.
Standing up for themselves. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they just say terrorist, terrorist, terrorist.
God damn.
Terrorism justifies us committing terrorism is basically what they're saying.
Good Lord.
And we are saying, you know what? Maybe a more measured response.
Right. Maybe not somebody that's. God, it's just anything but escalation. It seems like that's what the Trump administration, that's what they do.
Right.
They have people in charge that don't know how to do anything but escalate, make things worse.
The UN Security Council voted 15 with one abstention. That would be us.
Yes.
And it was adopted with 14 votes in favor
of the expansion.
For this resolution condemning the expansion. To a round of applause. It is the first time the Security Council adopted a resolution on Israel and the Palestinians in nearly 8 years. Our ambassador, Samantha Power,
yes,
said the resolution is too narrowly focused on settlements when we all know, or all should know, that there are other factors that contribute to the conflict. So she said that's why the U.S. chose to sit on the fence, ensuring passage, because we could veto it because we're, I don't understand. I think the way this Security Council is set up is a little fucked up too, because one member of the permanent Security Council can veto it just forever. It only takes one vote.
Right.
Which is why the shit we wanted, all the sanctions we were trying to impose on Iran, were always voted down by Uncle Nipples.
Yeah, nicked.
And now this is the first time that they didn't.
Right.
The Obama White House was under heavy pressure from the Israeli government to veto.
Okay.
After the vote, White House officials acknowledged on a conference call that Obama made the decision himself after several rounds of discussions with top administration officials. Donald Trump wasted no time sticking his orange little schnoz into it. And, of course, issued his statement through his official communication stream, Twitter.
God.
Fucking tweeted today at noon 14 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, mark it down.
As to the UN, things will be different after January 20th.
God.
And possibly terrifyingly different.
I mean, it seems like to me, if you're the president of the most powerful fucking country on the planet, you don't want to do things that make people nervous or destabilizes.
Correct.
Everyone's nervous. We are the bad dog at the dog park. But we're the bad nukes. Yeah, we're the bad dog that's like a gigantic pit bull.
Exactly. A big rabid teeth. Rottweiler.
Right. That's who we are.
So that's what's going on there with that headline over at the internet about Israel.
Things seem to be going great in the Middle East.
In fact, I haven't checked Donald Trump's Twitter feed. Let's skip over there. Don't forget to tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
yes,
you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Ooh. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy there, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. We'd like to thank those that have been.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to add, at Vile Experience, it might be too late on Amazon to order things to get here for Christmas.
Sparkle season?
I don't know. But there's also another holiday right around the corner. The one you celebrate, your religion that you were brought up in, the other Christmas. What is that other Christmas?
I was not officially brought.
Festivus?
I was indoctrinated Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
But mom's half is Serbian Orthodox.
Right. And when do you guys?
They celebrate the Georgian calendar, so their Christmas is like January 7th.
All right. So if you're Serbian Orthodox and you want to buy some gifts for your screwed up Christmas, go on Amazon. I'm just kidding. It's not screwed up. I am tolerant of all spirituality and beliefs as long as you're not too loud about it.
Oh boy, I missed some butthurt tweeting.
Oh geez.
In between. Well, let's dive in, ladies and gentlemen. We last left you in the Donald Trump Twitter stream.
We need a drop for
a new segment
for the Donald Trump Twitter thing.
Tweeting towards Armageddon.
Yeah, God.
Donald Trump, yesterday we talked about the tweet that we were very prescient. It actually doesn't take a big giant set of crystal balls to
a big set of crystal balls
to figure this one out yesterday, that when he tweeted
prescient
because of the tremendous cost and cost overruns of the Lockheed Martin F-35, I've asked Boeing to price out a comparable F-18 Super Hornet. Deeper. Which we predicted would fucking tank Lockheed Martin's stock.
Oh yeah.
And guess what happened yesterday?
Oh,
following that tweet,
I'm on pins and needles.
Lockheed Martin stock.
Yes. Drum roll, please, Kate.
With a single tweet, Donald Trump carved $4 billion off of the market capitalization of Lockheed Martin, the world's largest defense contractor.
No shit. Jeez. You know, I saw some idiot tweeted out, well, hey, they deserve it, you know? They deserve that. That'll teach them to, give us better deals and shit in the future. I mean, to me, it just seems dangerous.
Right. And
reckless.
Yeah, and going after American companies.
I thought he was supposed to be great for business. I thought he was going to help us.
Well, businesses apparently that he and his friends have stock interest in.
Oh, okay.
Not everybody.
Ah, damn. Who likes this guy? Who likes this guy?
Other billionaires who are seeing dollar signs.
Dude, we walked out of the evil empire of Walmart recently.
I'm sorry to admit
Sad to admit. That's I'm outing us. I'm so sorry. We're coming out of the Walmart.
We're in Florida. There's, you know.
There's nowhere else.
Sometimes there's little choices.
Yeah. And we said, I think I said, well, we haven't seen any Donald Trump stickers, bumper stickers. And then he's looked down. How many do we pass on the way to the car? Four. Yeah. Four. Who the hell puts a Donald Trump sticker on your goddamn bumper?
Make America great again.
MAGA. Yeah, by nuking it.
Don't forget, tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Tweeting, trending on the Twitter,
trending on Twitter,
preparing for President Trump.
Oh yes, great.
So I don't know what that might be from.
Preparing for President Trump. Dig your bomb shelter. We're back. We're literally back in the '50s. Is that when you dug your bomb shelter? Everybody had a bomb shelter in their backyard.
Yeah. Orange Schittler called in apparently to his buds at Morning Joe.
Oh yes.
This morning.
God, Morning Joe. Thank you. Thank you for humanizing Donald throughout the campaign. Joe Scarborough and Mika, whatever your last name is.
Brzezinski.
Danka.
He called in, and of course they asked him about this whole business of, well, are you starting a new arms race?
Why not? Fuck it.
And let me see if I have.
Are you starting a new arms race? What do you want to do as president? Oh, I'd like to be the president in charge when AIDS gets cured. I'd like to end homelessness. I'd like to help our poor. I want to start the arms race again.
Right.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Morning Joe co-host Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski talked with Trump Friday morning. They say he really intends to start a nuclear arms race. Trump responded to the question if his plan to build up America's nuclear weapon power could lead other countries to do the same. He said, quote, let it be an arms race.
God damn it.
We will outlast them at every pass. So let it be an arms race.
Are we in the movie Dr. Strangelove? He's more like, Trump is more like George C. Scott than Peter Sellers, you know?
Yeah. As all of his toadies are running around saying, Kellyanne Conway was like, he's not making policy. He didn't mean expand. And Rachel Maddow said, he said expand.
He didn't mean expand when he said expand.
But apparently he does, because today, I'm looking at a screen cap from the video, and your mom informed us this morning that Morning Joe were performing in flannel jammies, sure enough.
Good Lord.
What sitting in front of a fake fireplace.
You are douchebags.
Here's a little clip of them.
God, what a bunch of losers. Flannel pajamas, please.
Morning Joe.
Thank you for Donald Trump, you assholes.
Here's a little clip from this morning.
Sean Spicer.
He just left, but he was on the phone with
the president-elect. Mika asked the president-elect, while we had the opportunity, what his position was on trying to clarify.
Reverse cowgirl.
What his position was on trying to clarify the tweet yesterday regarding the nuclear arsenal, and the president-elect told you what?
Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass.
And outlast them all.
And outlast them all.
All right, you can put that down as breaking news.
There you go. Check.
You can translate that into, we are so fucked.
Let it be an arms race. He said that over Twitter or to...
To Mika.
To Mika. Good God. I don't know. What is that? Is that an organ that plays that? Or what is that, a piano? That
bum, bum, bum! It sounds like an orchestra.
Oh, yes. Oh, the apocalypse will be scored by...
At every pass.
Yep.
And outlast them all.
And outlast them all.
All right, you can put that down as breaking news.
There you go. Check.
David Ignatius, so let's bring you in. So we were seeking clarification on the nuclear tweet, not quite the clarification.
David Ignatius is a columnist for the Washington Post.
Okay. That we would expect. And so the question now that the president-elect has said, this will let it be an arms race, we will match them all. We really have to ask the question on, is that his opening bid? Is that a message he's trying to send to Vladimir Putin? Do we put this in the same category as the 40% tariffs against China, sort of a tough opening line? Or is this going to be policy? I think that's a question. Maybe he wants to keep the world off balance. What are your thoughts?
Bid? You know, Joe,
a lot of these assholes have been saying this. These Trump apologists. Yesterday we're saying, well, you know, it's also, you know, he wants to keep the world guessing.
Why? Well, right. What's good about that?
When you keep the world guessing about nukes, that means people start shitting their pants. And that ain't being coy.
Yeah. And also, we are dealing with other nuclear powers that don't have the same checks and balances that we do, like North Korea.
They have none.
Yeah. Do you want to keep that guy off balance?
Right.
Do you want to keep Putin off balance? We want to be. It's nuclear war. There's no good ending to that. That should be like, if you're president. God, do I sound naive in saying that should be your under everybody's goal? That's your understood goal. Don't blow up the goddamn planet. That's the bottom line.
At a minimum.
Fuck.
At a minimum.
It's just unreal.
So there you go.
Yes.
Mika, Morning Joe sitting around in their jams. And
why are they wondering what Trump means by this? Why is Joe Scarborough musing? Call him up. Call him up, you douchebag. I mean, you talk to him like every
morning
during the election.
Well, they did. She had talked to him earlier.
Oh, okay. Have him on again.
Maybe he's busy.
Sit him down.
He's tweeting, man.
Put Trump.
He's tweeting out his foreign policy. Go ahead.
I was just saying, do they not see what they did? They took this guy.
No, they don't.
A racist, a sexist, a misogynist. I'm sorry. Listen, we don't know what he did, but that rape story is pretty goddamn disturbing. Maybe he's a rapist, and they humanized this guy. They made him seem like not a monster, and now he's president.
And they talk about, if it's even brought up to them, you talk about butthurt, Joe Scarborough loses his fucking mind. If there's even the hint that somebody says, well, you had something to do with this. What do you mean? What do you mean? I can't believe you.
What do you mean, man?
We were hard on him. We gave him hard questions.
No, you didn't. Because if you did, he threatened to not come on your show.
Right.
And then you would lose ratings.
Yeah.
CNN, MSNBC, the same fucking thing.
And do you remember Mika's hard-hitting follow-up when they asked him something and he gave a shitty answer? Oh, Donald.
When a guy says he wants to build a wall between us and Mexico, when he says that Mexicans that come over to this country are rapists, when he wants to put people on a registry because they're Muslim, that is not normal. And that needs to be called out by our press.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy needs to be treated. I mean, God, look at our history. That guy needs to be treated like a racist. He needs to be marginalized. He doesn't need to be humanized.
You are correct, sir.
And by the way, thank you, Embrace Madness, sent us some recommended reading. How to Survive an Atomic Bomb.
Great.
Oh, great. Thank
how to you. Practice yoga enough right. to bend over and kiss your own ass goodbye.
I mean, do you want to survive it? I don't mean to be a fatalist or anything. You want to walk around in nuclear Winterville, USA?
If you want to order an updated copy of How to Survive an Atomic Bomb, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Fuck all. Hello.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh, that's right.
For the Christians among us that are listening. Right.
I hope you guys are surviving the war on Christmas. I know it's been particularly brutal this year.
It has been. Like, we got a whole
bunch
of stories.
Didn't Starbucks put Jesus back on their cups? Or wasn't there some Christmassy thing?
I think there's one version of their one. They've got like six different cups.
Yeah.
And one of the versions is actually that. Is that they have something Jesus-y on there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was Jesus, but I think it was maybe like a...
Was it black
nativity
Jesus?
Scene or something, which I guess Jesus is in.
Hey, listen, if there's... What you guess he's in?
Well, it depends on the day.
Don't they
keep...
A nativity scene without Jesus, it's a barn, dude.
But don't they keep nativity scenes... they keep the baby Jesus out of that shit until... Christmas, a lot of displays.
Is that true?
Well, some of them, yeah, because he ain't there yet. But then others, plus people tend to steal that shit.
No, that's...
Which I saw, which drove me crazy. I saw a story. I don't even know if I saved it, but there's a story out there where some Christo magazine online, raging headlines about proof that the war on Christmas is escalating. The war on Christians is escalating.
Yes.
And they listed like three different stories of the baby Jesus being stolen from in front of a courthouse or a church or shit like that, which has been going on since the 1830s when I was a kid. There were always baby Jesuses being ripped off.
I mean, to me, I like to think it's a bunch of teenagers, you know, and they're...
Well, right.
If you look in their garage, there's a pile of baby Jesuses.
No, they think it's us. It's old atheist slash Satanist slash whatever.
Well, it ain't us. I mean, I gotta tell you something. Jesus. Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
They're armed.
Oh yeah, I'm not. Listen,
those Christians are violent.
Relax, Christos. I am not approaching your nativity scene for fear of being shot in the face. Hey, explain this to me. You know, I went to junior college in Gainesville, Georgia, which is the capital of the Klan or whatever. That's where the Klan's based out of.
Is there a sign when you enter the city?
No, but you know what there is? The dude that ran the Klan when I was there anyway, he was pretty upfront about it. And if you drove by his house, there was like a sign. It says, call this number to get the latest inspirational message from the Klan, blah, blah, blah. But on Christmas, explain this, unless I'm remembering it incorrectly, explain this symbolism to me. They had a nativity scene out in their front yard.
Okay.
But baby Jesus was black.
Sure.
And he was surrounded by wise men who were dressed in Klan's robes.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. It was something like that. Very weird.
That's very strange.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Jesus is black, but they're the Klan, so they're against black Jesus? Maybe I'm remembering it
wrong. I don't know. I understand the symbolism there.
Maybe they didn't either. They probably didn't either.
So... Donald Trump's Twitter stream, I believe we were waiting over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday we did the story, and all the news was breaking yesterday of all these celebrities that were like, I am not fucking doing that inauguration.
No, I won't go to your movies anymore.
Left and right. And then we found out that the Rockettes had been conscripted to perform throughout the afternoon and the evening yesterday. Rockettes were popping up saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Of course not.
And the story came out that their union, I believe they're in AGVA, was forcing them to perform. You signed a contract. Get your shiny bathing suits on and do that fucking kick line.
Oh yeah.
For the president.
Labor always gets screwed.
And the symbolism and the irony, whatever the hell you want to call it, was not lost upon really anybody. The fact that, of course, the incoming misogynist pussy grabbing administration is going to force women to do something sexualized that they don't want to do.
That makes sense. That falls in with this narrative, right?
So of course.
It's
right.
Very Trumpian.
And when they're done, they better get home and get pregnant and barefoot.
Oh, right.
So last night, now we're finding out today, I guess they're saying that is not the case, that the Rockettes that don't want to kick their legs up in the air in front of POTUS on the 20th aren't going to have to. So we're, that's still a developing story because there was a shitstorm of, I guess, emails and calls to that union.
Right.
Saying, let the Rockettes go. Let our people go.
I mean,
free the Rockettes.
Think about it. It's an odd. I mean, God, that's a hell of a union. Could you imagine a union says we're going to stipulate in a contract that you can't turn down work?
Well, and also,
what the hell kind of protection is that?
Somebody tweeted, you know, the statistics are that 1 in 3 women has suffered some kind of sexual assault or harassment,
right,
throughout their lives. So the odds are that out of three of those women kicking are victims
of survivors of sexual assault or harassment.
And again, lost upon the subtleties of the conservatives who don't seem to give a shit. They're like, you got a job, you do it.
Yeah. And how many women came forward during the campaign saying they were assaulted, harassed, felt up by this loon?
Whole bunch.
God. What do they perform for Cosby's fucking arraignment or something? Jeez.
So, I'm trying to find our tweets. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget to buy shit there through our hole.
What tweets are we looking at?
I'm looking at my tweet that we sent out. It was a retweet. Somebody had tweeted, here we go. Mara Wilson tweeted out, quote, so the Rockettes should do their job, but pharmacists who don't want to give birth control or bakers that won't serve gay people shouldn't?
Right. God damn it. Listen, there are double standards and there is hypocrisy all over this motherfucker, this Trump, the news cycle lately. But nobody can grasp it. Nobody can see it. You're an idiot.
So that's what's going on with the latest there. So back to the Trump stream.
I mean, that is so hypocritical.
He tweeted,
come the fuck on.
Losing his mind over the fact, you know, yesterday he tweeted, I don't need your A-listers, basically, right?
You can't get the Rockettes. You can't get the Rockettes because you are an asshole.
So last night he tweeted, the so-called A-list celebrities are all wanting ticks to the inauguration, but look what they did for Hillary. Nothing. I want the people.
I want a list. I want a fucking list. I want a list. Donald. Tweet out a list of all the A-list celebrities that are contacting you to go to your stupid inaugural ball or the inauguration.
Right.
He's lying. He must be.
Well, I mean, we were just asshole deep in hypocrisy. Let's go tits deep in nipples deep in hypocrisy.
Kate, get the snorkels.
Because the next tweet was 11 hours ago, which would be 4 a.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
And he tweeted a two-parter. And again, he doesn't know how to chain a tweet by replying to your own tweet. He just did two tweets.
Buzz.
Which I can't wait to see what the time difference is.
He didn't know how to use fucking Twitter correctly.
No.
And, of all fucking people.
And people keep responding to him with that. Like, learn how to do a multiple tweet.
Don't they have a guy that's a media guy that can sit him down and say, learn Twitter?
At 4 in the morning in the gold leafed bathroom or wherever he's sitting on his gold plated toilet taking a gold plated shit.
Oh, yeah.
While he's on his BlackBerry.
Hold on a second. Wait, at Vile Experience. I'm sorry. Is it true that when Trump has a bowel movement, it's gold?
He shits gold?
Does he really?
Why not?
Wow. What I finally found one positive thing about Trump. He actually shits gold.
So throughout the presidential campaign, he was screaming pay for play about Hillary. The fact that there was a conflict there. Meanwhile, there's no proof, but they claim that she was given hundreds of millions of dollars to her Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yes.
For access.
Duh. Okay.
There's 0.0 citations, please.
Whatever.
Assholes.
Whatever.
Citations.
We all know the Clinton Foundation is incredibly
corrupt.
You just
don't want to see the truth, right?
Yes. And by the way, Donald, where the fuck is Tim Tebow's football helmet? Purchased by your goddamn foundation. Where is that?
So he's screaming about that. And in one of his kids, one of his crotch spawn. I believe the
vile,
the creepy albino vampire looking one.
Oh, Eric, who's sleep? Is he
it's
married?
Eric.
Is he married?
I think they're all married.
Oh my God, who beds down with those creeps? Blech. So, I can't imagine.
So Eric, shut down one of his charitable foundations.
You know, you're right. He does look like a vampire.
Yeah,
he looks like Kiefer Sutherland from fucking
Lost Boys.
They're maggots.
So Eric shut down his foundation because of this exact reason. They didn't want it to appear that there was any impropriety.
Okay.
And apparently he was kind of, I guess, what, doing the right thing?
The shit.
Two
man.
Tweets at 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
My wonderful son, Eric, will no longer be allowed to raise money for children with cancer.
Oh, God.
Because of a possible conflict of interest with ...
Oh, shit. So then he stops, right?
And 5 minutes later...
That's a hell of an ellipsis.
My presidency. Conflict of interest with my presidency. Isn't this a ridiculous shame? He loves these kids, has raised millions of dollars for them, and now must stop. Wrong answer. So
he's doing Alec Baldwin. Wrong.
Hillary Clinton, whether she was shielded from it because Bill was off doing it, you know, and Chelsea was off doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not the president.
Right, right.
And there was no, they have, by the way, the most open books. You can, I believe, literally go to one of their websites
literally.
And see their financials just for that purpose.
Just like the Trump Foundation.
Because they didn't want the appearance of impropriety.
Yeah, of course.
And they have no proof that there was pay for play or anything. His son's doing the right thing, and he's saying, wrong answer.
God damn it. So what? So what does he want his son to do, to reverse his decision?
I guess.
Somebody follows the rules, and this lunatic, what?
Kudos to whoever this is, Alex.
Yeah.
At Alexil, AlexIllest, Alex Illest.
Alex Illest,
who got the first response in.
Yes.
And his only response was, to which there are 220 retweets and 3,000 likes.
Holy shit.
This guy said, Eric looks like a potato.
He really does. I mean, you could see how, I wonder what it is, because you could see how, I mean, he could be he's got all the makings of like a good looking person. You know what I mean?
Who?
Eric. But
without the good looks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? That is my point. I was going to say everything's just off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's like creepy.
Yeah, it's like Picasso painted him.
He looks like a young Vincent Price.
It's not that bad.
You know what I mean? And no offense to Vincent
Price.
He's
very pale and has a weird kind of skin tone that doesn't look healthy, honestly. I mean, somebody should check into him. We're concerned.
Right. Yeah, we're really concerned.
So, and then an idiot, Trumpanzee, responded, no need to be rude. And then he said, listen here, lady, potatoes are beautiful too. No need to be for you to be rude to potatoes.
Yeah.
Kudos to Alex.
Yeah, good job, dude.
On getting that first response in there.
No need to be rude. Do we have to be nice with the Trumps? I mean, are they nice people?
Well, that's, again, all right, we were tits deep. Now eyeballs deep hypocrisy of those Trumpanzees and Trumpalos.
Yes.
Who are saying, we should respect the president. You should give him a chance. Yeah, you assholes. We're going to give him exactly the fucking chance that you gave Barack Hussein Obama from day one.
And remember, from day one, Schittler was all about this birther thing with his base. I'm sorry, that is racist. That whole theory
Absolutely.
Is racist.
Absolutely.
Because he's black. That's the only reason, you asshole.
And this guy, another guy responded, Simon Hedlund responded,
Simon, nobody
responded, number one, nobody forced you to run for president. Number two, you could donate as much as you want of your own wealth to help cancer victims.
Yeah. You don't need a foundation.
Right. And, you know, some of the Trumpensies are like, you hate cancer kids.
Yeah, okay. Yes, we all hate cancer kids because we're evil, baby-eating, liberal, atheist, you know, Dems.
So those were the tweets from 4 in the morning.
Good God.
And
4 in the morning.
Then 3 hours ago, the tweet we read earlier, as to the UN, things will be different after January 20.
Well, I agree with him.
And then I guess it's been a few minutes since he's scared the shit out of the rest of the knuckle draggers in the country, because then he did another two-parter a couple hours ago.
Good God.
To scare the hell out of everybody, because, you know, today they also caught the terrorist who drove that truck into the Christmas market in Germany, horribly Christ. Killing a whole bunch of people, injuring
so
a whole
bad.
Bunch of people. They caught him in Italy.
Okay.
And the Australians slung lead at him, and he is no longer striding the planet. He's dead.
All right.
They killed him. I believe he shot a cop in the shoulder or something like that.
Jeez.
So they got that terrorist. Here's Trump's response. The terrorist who killed so many people in Germany said just before crime, quote, "By God's will, we will slaughter you pigs. I swear we will." .. 6 dots.
No. An ellipses is supposed to be 3 dots.
Well,
so
this is so important. It requires 2 sets of ellipses.
Then that's not an. I don't think. Okay, but that then it's not an ellipses.
You're upset that Trump is in 140 characters, not following the APA style.
yeah, right.
And so that was at. The first half was at 1:17 p.m. today.
Okay.
6 minutes later, it took him 6 minutes to construct the second half to this genius tweet.
Yeah.
By God's will, we will slaughter you pigs. I swear we will .. slaughter you. This is a purely religious threat, which turned into reality. Such hatred. When will the U.S. and all countries fight back? What does that mean?
Who the fuck are we supposed to fight?
This is a purely religious threat. He wants us to jail every Muslim.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's
what that means.
Is he trying to start a narrative that...
Start.
He's building a case. He's building a case for that fucking registry. Is that what this is?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, here. When are we going to fight back? This is purely a religious threat.
God damn
purely
it.
Purely a religious threat.
Do you think if that registry happens, do you think what Michael Moore, I heard him interviewed on Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. He said that if the registry starts, all of us should register.
Absolutely. Be the first in line.
Yeah. Right. It's the least we can do. I mean, if we're fucking white, we elected this idiot.
So that's a little stroll through the Trumpenstein monster's Twitter feed this morning.
Jesus Christ. What a dangerous guy.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And the shit, instead of soothing people's fears and worries about his ridiculous fucking tweet yesterday about expanding our nuclear arsenal, he tells Mika, well, then let it be an arms race.
And what is Mika supposed to do? Laugh?
Oh, I spilled my cocoa.
Oh, Donald.
I spilled the cocoa on the footies of my pajamas.
Oh, yeah. I'm in flannel. Oh, my God. Let's think about to the primary, how Trump was. The GOP, man, they let him say anything. They let him say anything, and nobody challenged him because they didn't want to. They just didn't think it was worth the political risk or the fallout, I guess, because he was so popular.
Right. Yeah. Party and winning before country.
And I can see, like, and because I'm watching this, I remember watching this primary and thinking, God, this is the end of the Republican Party. They look like idiots. This is the death throes of the GOP. And I was almost right. It's the end of the world.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, you know, and the rhinos are all, sniveling cowards.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right now, the rest of the sane Republicans, if there are any, are we talked about it yesterday. They're terrified to even challenge Trump because they're worried fucking Breitbart's going to come down on him Lunkhead Hannity.
Oh, my God.
That fucking genius is going to say something about him.
Right.
There's a story that the internet is rallying behind Carrie Fisher and says, don't, one of the tweets, the biggest tweets out there says, don't you fucking dare touch her 2016.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been a shitty enough year.
Yeah. She's got to hold on.
Be nice to Carrie. Okay. So it's Faithless Friday, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a whole, bunch of stuff to talk about here. As I'm just perusing the,
oh, yes,
the current.
Do you have a lot to choose from?
Well, okay, here's a different story. Alec Baldwin, before we get to some of our more Faithless Friday content here.
Oh, great to see you, man.
Alec Baldwin tweeted out this morning, I want to perform at Trump's inauguration. I want to sing Highway to Hell.
That guy, that he's funny, man.
So there you go, Alec Baldwin.
Didn't he want to run for office at some point? I remember he used to say that.
I think the whole I think that ship might have sailed.
I think he's better used in satire on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thomas, little pig, okay?
Which for our side, for sane people and non-hypocritical dickwads.
Yes, non-hypocritical dickwads.
That little comment is enough to preclude him from being eligible for elective office. However.
Oh, yeah. Not if he was running on the GOP side.
Not in the least bit.
Fuck no. I don't even know.
That little bitch was being disrespectful to her dad.
You know, most people aren't. We've talked about this before, that Gary Hart.
Right.
Sat on a dock. There's a picture of him with a woman on his lap.
Just sitting on his lap. You would have thought. Right. You would have thought it was like full penetration close up.
Yeah. But we live in a different time now.
Right.
We live in a different time. I mean, there is a. But that story, man, you know that story I always think about? I think about that woman that came forward and I think it took guts to tell her story about how she went to the Beverly Hills Hotel to interview with Donald. She was on The Apprentice for a possible job. He met her in some weird bungalow they have there. And within seconds, she got in the room. She's on the bed. He's on top of her.
Yeah, tiny little orange fingerprints all over her.
She told that story and she came forward. And I bet she was threatened by these loons. She told her story, and then the American people failed her and elected the guy that goddamn assaulted her. That is just...
Didn't she have to leave the country? Or one or two of the accusers had to leave the country because of the loving American Christians, the Trumpansies that were threatening their lives because they dared speak out against Donald.
That's ridiculous.
Let's get into probably some of our Faithless Friday stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Yahweh.
Oh, man, that IHOP.
We had IHOP today in Pensacola, Florida.
Right.
By the way, I know we need to get into this Jesus news and shit, but
yes.
How about that waiter? Yeah, it was the most bizarre experience ever.
It was very, I mean, you know, it was, we had a bunch of people sitting at a table and multiple arrivals.
Right.
So it was a little confusing slightly, but not, it wasn't like a catered wedding. It was seven people. You know, it's not it was the fucking Mormon Tabernacle Choir showing up.
No.
And at one point he apologized because... He said he started with the, I'm sorry, everything's going crazy today. Everything's confused. I'm on Benadryl.
He says I'm on two Benadryl or something.
We found that out later. We found lot of details later because it was on from there. Apparently he got some rash.
Yeah, yeah.
Some hives. And it never happened to him before. And his sister is glucose.
Gluten.
Gluten. Yeah, gluten. That started with her when she was 23. He's like, I'm 23, and I'm worried that this is just starting right now, and I don't know how to do this. And we're just like, you know, can we have our bacon?
And I tell you something, that is such a Florida experience.
And then he said something about, I took two of them.
Yes.
And
Benadryl.
I took something else.
Prednisone.
And I'm on prednisone.
Yeah.
Which is a steroid.
Right.
And not a shrink your balls, make you lift something better kind of
a steroid,
an anti-inflammatory type of steroid. And he then said, and my anxiety medicine.
Oh, man.
And my anxiety medicine.
And he's suffering from some allergic reaction. He had hives all over his body. Didn't know what's going on.
Well, I was concerned at that moment that the anxiety medicine obviously wasn't working because he was a fucking mess, even with a couple of Benadryls and prednisone.
He was high off his ass trying to remember who got what eggs. It was pretty funny.
It was fascinating.
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Do they have a state song or anthem?
Sure they do.
By Skynyrd or somebody? Or?
Al Jolson.
It's not by Al Jolson.
Or your great
oh, yeah. What is it? My great uncle performed in blackface, right? All over the vaudeville circuit somewhere in Alabama.
Yeah,
right?
Ryan's mom sent, who's sitting here in the studio, sent him a newspaper clipping, right?
Yeah, I got it on my Instagram.
From way back in the day, the early 1900s, when a...
The 1940s.
When...
Or
no,
the
1910s or something like that.
Was
it
really?
The 40s. Yeah, wasn't it?
Really? Okay, I don't know.
He was a fifer, wasn't he?
Yes.
An ancient fifer.
Right.
Was apparently...
No, he was not a fifer. He was on my mother's side.
Oh, is
my
on that
mother's
side
has the black face.
That's good of
I'm
you
sorry.
To, it's good of you to admit that.
All right. And my father's side is the KKK. Let it be known.
Everyone got better. They evolved. Unlike
a lot of people, you know,
but the press clipping was that he was coming to do a show and he was,
oh yeah,
he was widely renowned for his famous blackface shows, but apparently it was just a regular old show he was going to do wherever.
He wasn't going to be in blackface. He was going to play the evil accountant Jew. I'm serious. It was some evil.
Oh, was he playing Shylock or something?
Yeah, man. I've got the, I don't know. I've got the clipping on my Instagram somewhere. I got to look for it.
Well, while Ryan's trying to find that, let's play a clip here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got all a bunch of Christo fuckery going on.
Christo fuckery.
Let's get right to it. The one loon that kind of makes Ryan's ears bleed. Sorry, this is.
Brian Fisher
of the American Family Association.
How dare you? So close to Christmas.
On his Focal Point radio program.
He's the worst person.
Is talking about what was going on in North Carolina. You know, the evil Republicans did a Lucy with the football to the Democrats. The stupid, moronic, naive idiots of the Democratic Party in North Carolina that trusted those pig fuckers.
How could they? How? Why?
Because they're dumb. I don't know. I just don't understand it. There is nothing about the current Republican junta, the current Republican cabal, that is trustworthy or honorable. There is 0.0. In state after state, we're finding they're passing laws in the middle of the night when the Democrats are sleeping. They're
when are we going to stop trusting the GOP? I mean, come on, guys.
Sneaky bullshit. And that's what North Carolina did. They said, well, if the city of Charlotte repeals their non-discrimination law, we're going to fully repeal HB2, which is the we're checking what's in your crotch before you can use the bathroom law.
What is wrong with our country? When are we going to grow up?
And then they fucked them. They kind of repealed it, but then they put a 6-month cooling period on it, and that said no city can pass an ordinance of non-discrimination. And they think that they're just going to get together in the next legislative session and extend that cooling off period. So it's essentially going to be 100% win for them when they promised the incoming governor, who they've gelded, tried to geld anyway before
starting. That's insane.
And they promised the Democrats that that's what'll happen. And then they just didn't.
Right.
They just fucking lied. So
here's what you can always count on with the GOP. They are going to do what's right for themselves.
Cheat.
And whatever keeps them in power in office, they don't give a shit.
Lie, cheat, steal, anything.
They are not altruistic.
So Here is Brian Fisher
talking
about what's going on in North Carolina.
What a loser.
And HB2.
All you have to do, basically, if you...
That's not Brian Fisher. It's obviously a caller into Brian Fisher show.
All you have to do, basically, if you really want to do something for people who are gender confused, just put in a unisex bathroom with one locking stall, and that still provides for protection of women like me or children like my daughter was when she was victimized by a peeper. I mean,
what the fuck? She was victimized by a peeper?
Apparently, I don't know. I don't know what the story is. Somebody snuck into the bathroom and looked at her daughter.
The term gender confused.
Right.
I mean, I can't think of a more unsympathetic, ignorant. This person is uneducated. They must live in a horrendous conservative bubble of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it would take. So a lot of this discussion is fruitless and just funded by people who don't want to put their money where their mouths are. Mm.
So what do you think Brian Fisher's reaction is going to be to this woman's idea? Well, just make it a single stall bathroom. Just make single bathrooms for all genders. You walk in, you lock the door, nobody can look at you, nobody can diddle you.
He's gonna say no. It's not gonna be good enough for him, right?
All right, Terry, listen, I appreciate that. You know, and that's what we suggested to Target. You know, just develop these unisex bathrooms, make that option as a third option available to people. So they got a place they can go. It's their own. They're not getting the same treatment, they're getting special treatment.
Special treatment. Creating a bathroom that is gender neutral
is special treatment.
Is special treatment for the gender confused.
It's not, you know, letting people marry whatever sex they want to, treating trans people like human beings is not special treatment.
It is.
The bare fucking
How
minimum.
How dare you?
That's extending people their human rights.
Giving them,
it ain't special.
Letting them get married is special treatment, Ryan.
God damn it.
They're not getting the same treatment. They're getting special treatment. They're a tiny little slice of the population. They're going to have a bathroom facility that's reserved exclusively for them. Sexually normal people don't have that. That's a special deal. That's not equal rights. That's special.
And it's not just for them.
Right.
It's for everyone. Everyone can use that bathroom. It doesn't say transgender only on the bathroom, you fucking asshole.
This is so stupid. This is like... There's so many things wrong with what he's saying. The worst thing about all of this is that he has a following. People listen to this and they think, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It emboldens their homophobia, their transphobia.
Right.
And people go out and they have these feelings and then they start acting on it and doing shitty things.
And they get upset. They have to turn up the oxygen on their cannula.
Oh yes, please. God.
Go through an extra Depends or two per day.
It's not special. Damn, I mean...
No, these people are getting special treatment.
Right.
These fucking Christo-fascists are the ones who want special treatment. They've had special treatment for, I don't know, 250 fucking years in this country.
Yes.
And now they're pissy because there are some that aren't Christian that just want to be treated equally.
Go make some gay friends. Go make some trans friends. And you ask them what their life is like. Ask them, say they live in Arkansas or Alabama. Ask them what their fucking life is like.
Right.
I mean, I have trans friends that I don't, in LA, I don't know any trans people out here in Florida, but I can't imagine what their life experience is like. I don't know what that is like. You can't appreciate it. Jesus Christ. This guy is an idiot. So frustrating.
Normal people don't have that. That's a special deal. That's not equal rights. That's special rights. You get your own special bathroom with privacy that nobody else gets, and yet they still complain.
So that it's
yet
not
they
privacy.
Still complain.
It's not privacy that only they get. Anyone can use that bathroom.
Listen, man.
Anyone can use that bathroom. How is that special privilege?
The special privilege. God, I'm just thinking
so
about...
So, let's get rid of those bars and the wide stalls.
Right.
Fuck
those
disabled assholes.
Oh, sure.
Why do they want special privilege?
Yeah, why do you want to be treated like a human being? God damn it. Treating people like people is just not a special privilege. And what about that part in the isn't there a part in the Constitution that says the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one? Wait, no, Spock says that in Star Trek too, but isn't there something Constitution that says that
I don't know about that, but the whole process is to protect the rights of the individual
right.
from the tyranny of the majority.
Right. Yeah, you said it better, but yeah. What about that? What about that?
It's okay as long as, unless they're the majority.
you got to look out for the little guy. And I'm sorry, the little guy in our world right now are people of color, and it's gay people and it's trans people, because the world in which we live in is openly hostile to them.
Yeah.
Look who we elected. Did you see that fucking story that Trump contacted the State Department or his minions? They want a list. Of people that work on LGBT issues.
And equality and gender equality even.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones working on giving women equal pay. Stuff like that.
What is he going to do with that list? What is the point in that?
I would tend to bet that it's a purge. I mean, the same thing with the LGBT supporters that they're trying to get rid of, or the climate. Remember, they also want a list of everybody who's worked on climate change.
You know, the truth is, man. I mean, what I'm saying is, outside of this nuclear war shit that we were talking about earlier, because, you know, if that pops off, it won't matter what color your skin is. It's going to melt off your face.
It's all going to be black toasted.
Oh, right. You're going to be fucked. But like, the truth is, like, a lot of this domestic shit, it's not going to affect you if you're white that much.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's just not. You aren't under a Jeff Sessions. With Jeff Sessions as your AG, he's not going to have you pulled over. He's going to be all for that stop and frisk stuff. But if you're black, it's going to make a difference.
Michael Moore said that last night.
Color.
He said to Lawrence O'Donnell, he said, you and I are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Probably. To Lawrence O'Donnell.
We're going
to
be
because
fine.
We're rich white guys.
We're not going to get pulled over when we shouldn't. We're not going to get profiled.
Right.
And that's why it's important for white people to stand up and to whip that white privilege out and smack people around with it if you can. For the greater good, ooh, not for the bad. Be careful with what you're smacking. I'm not advocating violence. God, so irritating. Jesus Christ. By speaking of white privilege, I did find that Anderson Blackburn clip that explains the blackface thing that great.
Oh, that was his name, Anderson Blackburn.
Anderson Blackburn, popular comedian, famous for his blackface characterizations, will essay an entirely different role in the Three Wise Fools to be, good Lord, presented to, I don't know, some PTA meeting in Auburn Opelika community, wherever the fuck that is.
But wait until you are further away. They won't love me. When you're far from home,
this is where we're going back to, right? Is Al Jolson going to perform at Trump's inauguration?
Pardon me?
Is he going to perform it?
I think he's dead, but they might end up a hologram. Yeah. They're going to have a Tupac hologram and an Al Jolson hologram.
Yeah.
I don't think the blackface is dark enough.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you can hologram anybody.
That's true. They're that's all they're going to be able to have.
We're not going to need any more actors.
Here's one that, since we're talking about the our transgender brothers and sisters and others,
yes.
We've played this guy before. This guy really...
Is he a piece of shit, Pat?
One of the bigger ones. One of the more violent, horrific pieces of shit. This is the guy who thinks the gays should be killed, should be stoned. Women should not only not work... should absolutely not be in any kind of politics.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the man who broadcasts his YouTube show from what looks like his mom's basement.
Oh, is this Coach Dave?
No, Shoebat. Theodore Batshit Shoebat.
This guy is particularly scary because he seems like violent.
Yeah. Violent Christo activist, horrible extremist, borderline terrorist who, like I said, advocates for gays to be put to death. That's what the Bible says, Ryan.
How do you live with you? How does this guy live with himself? He must be a sociopath or something. Like he's able to compartmentalize his horrible feelings and.
Oh, he ain't compartmentalizing anything. He's
wait, you're right.
It's broadcast wide.
Shit.
Yeah. So he's responding to the latest edition of the National Geographic magazine, which for the first time is featuring a cover story about a 9-year-old transgender child.
Okay.
Well, let's see how he thinks of what he thinks about the 9-year-old transgender child.
Get ready for some Christian love
on National Geographic.
This story proves another thing. It proves that children as young as 9 can be diabolical.
There you go. Children as young as 9 can be diabolical because a little boy was born and feels that he is in the wrong body and is therefore decided to be a girl.
God damn it. Does this guy not have any...
Parents are along with it.
Yes.
There's been no surgeries. They don't do surgeries on children. But everyone has agreed let the kid live how she wants to.
Let this kid express their identity.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, no. Diabolical.
No, diabolical.
Meanwhile, he's... I don't know where the fuck he is, but there's a really creepy crucifix painting right behind him over his shoulder. God,
perfect.
It's just so fucking gruesome.
Talk about evil and diabolical.
The torture porn that these people are into. I just don't get it.
I mean, this guy's broadcasting hate videos on YouTube out of a basement. And that 9-year-old's hateful and diabolical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can be diabolical and evil. They can be just as diabolical and just as evil as adults can. They can be little Hitlers.
Little Hitlers.
Oh my God. Could you
little nine.
This kid's gonna see this. I hope his parents or her parents, whoever, is shielding this child from the shit that's on the internet. I mean, could you imagine?
God, yeah.
Could you imagine you're a 9-year-old and somebody's calling you little Hitler? Who does this?
As if this kid isn't going through enough being transgender.
Little Hitler.
Little Hitlers. Little 9-year-old children. They'll kill cats, strangle little animals to death. They'll light things on fire. I've read all sorts of stories.
What
stories? What does that have to do with being transgender?
Who the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking about how obviously, even if you're 9, you could be a little Hitler.
God.
Of what little children can do. All the evils that little children have done.
Supposed innocent children.
The kid is obviously evil, obviously a reprobate, obviously, I mean, just diabolical. And even at that age of 9 years old, the kid is still evil.
Because she dresses like a girl.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard Shoebat say, that the worst spiel or whatever, and that says a lot because this guy,
he thinks gays should be stoned to death.
Maybe it's not the worst. This is horrible though. Going after a child is really fucked up.
Yeah. And what a tiny bald little pencil dick coward.
Yes.
To take on a transgender child. What a brave Christian you are.
I mean, it's really dangerous too. I mean, he's on the internet. You know, anybody can retweet this. Anybody can, you know, there's lots of hateful idiots that are going to agree with him. They can proliferate this, like, hate.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
And any violence, we've shown. It's been shown that they're violent. They'll go out and
stupid.
They'll go out and shoot up the Comet ping pong because they think kids are getting diddled there.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, more than anything, this Shoebat, yeah, he's hateful. He's an asshole. But he's stupid. He's a moron. God. And all these people like him are idiots. And it's a shame a lot of them are armed.
It says here, but the Kansas City fourth grader knows the significance of the magazine's cover. Quote, By putting myself more out there, people will be able to know that I am transgender. No, you're a freak. You're a little demon. You're a little Nazi Hitler.
I don't advocate violence, but I might actually
Batman.
Do some sort of an Irish jig if some truck ran this fucker over or something horrible happened to him.
Oh, look, the air's sweeter.
I'm a transgender and proud and learn more about transgender issues. Really? This little freak would not mind sticking people like me in a gas chamber. This is...
First of all, that's not... Well, I wouldn't mind sticking you in a gas chamber.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
I personally wouldn't mind. Not
I'd
people like you.
No.
Just specifically you, batshit shoebat.
God
but,
damn.
But I'm sure the little transgender girl does not want to put people in a camp. He wants to kill her. He wants to put her in a camp. He wants to put gay people in a camp. He wants them killed. How the gay people want to be treated the same. That's it. Nobody's wanting to round up Christians like this fucker and put them in any kind of a gulag.
I mean, is there anything more heartbreaking than I mean, this kid just wants to be accepted, right?
Right.
And this kid has courage putting herself out on the internet. I mean, somebody like that, the thing about Shoebat is he doesn't have to attack this person. God, he's heartless.
Right.
He's diabolical.
Sick shit. And this is the problem that I have with the First Amendment, the freedom to do whatever you want.
See, there it is. He did air quotes on First Amendment. This shows they're anti-American. And who's the un-Americans? These are the ones that are swinging their Bibles around, calling anything they don't agree with. You're un-American. You hate America. You hate this country. Get out of my country. And he's saying, this is the problem I have with the First Amendment, letting people talk about what they want.
I mean, you know, the un-American thing is like, if you look at how our country works, it's, We are striving to be more inclusive, to bring more people under the tent. It's America, you idiot. We're supposed to extend rights to people.
It's Jesus, Stan.
There's nothing in the spirit of our country that is that should be about denying people's rights. Unfortunately, we live in Shitler Stan soon, and that won't be the case. And people like this asshole are going to be emboldened even more.
The freedom to do whatever you want. And in the Catholic Church, I mean, the whole damn crew behind National Geographic would be tried. And once they are found guilty, they'd be burned at the stake.
Oh, my God.
The crew behind that did the story, that took the pictures, that reported on the story, they should be tried and burned at the stake.
What? Can you even say that? I mean, can he legally say that?
He says in the Catholic Church they would be.
These
are they.
So
they
couches it in a way.
Yeah, they think they're Catholic too. By the way, they're that extreme, like Opus Dei.
Yeah,
Mel Gibson type of Catholic.
This is, I mean,
like we want Latin Mass back, kind of shit.
See, hey, Joe Scarborough, let me explain to you the problem when you humanize somebody like Trump. You get this. You get more of this. You get lots of this. You're supporting shit like this.
Right.
You should know better, you idiot.
They used to burn people at the stake. They used to burn people at the stake for promoting evil ideologies and evil beliefs. And they don't do that anymore. They allow them to publish magazines.
He's upset.
No, my God. They
He's
don't
upset
do that,
that we don't burn people at the stake anymore.
How does this guy...
Loving Christian.
What makes Theodore... Hey, Theodore, what makes you happy? What makes you smile? Are you, I mean,
hatred.
I want to burn people at the stake.
Violence, hatred, oppression, that
God,
makes him smile.
What a sad little existence you have.
Evil ideologies and evil beliefs. And they don't do that anymore. They allow them to publish magazines. You know, back in the old days,
jeez,
heretics like the Cathars promoted men sodomizing other men, people sodomizing animals. Very, very sick things. Catholic Church burned them at the stake. They used to just burn people at the stake for this. Now they don't burn people at the stake, and this is what you got.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go, you libtards. Look what you're going to get.
Merry Christmas.
You stop burning people at the stake, and next thing you know, You've got a little girl who just wants to live her life and be left the fuck alone.
Merry Christmas from Theodore Shubat.
Right.
I want to burn people at the stake.
Yeah.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, we don't advocate violence again, or I don't wish ill. Well, no, you know what? I do wish ill upon him. I'm wishing ill upon Theodore Shubat.
You're an asshole, man.
I'm not going to be the better person.
I mean, he's a bully. That guy is a bully. He's a violent bully.
Yep.
Those are the worst kind. I mean, he's like the worst kind of person. I'm sorry, but the courage, it's heartbreaking. The courage of this girl to, you know, put herself out there. She didn't have to do this.
Correct.
She didn't have to do this. It takes enough courage to live her life. She wants to be accepted as a trans person in school, in grade school.
Right.
I mean, that takes balls. God, that is the worst fucking expression to say when you're talking about this shit, but whatever. And not balls. What's another word? Courage. Cojones. That's bad right. too. Whatever. But then to take the next step and go out on YouTube and speak out. See, other people can be inspired by her. And she's actually helping the world be better.
And here's...
Theodore Shubat, you're a shithead.
Here's a telltale sign and an indicator of why people like batshit exist. Evil, knuckle-dragging, hate-filled...
Fuck that guy.
...cum stains like Shubat exist.
Yeah.
A new report was released by the Pew Research Center. And they have found,
oh my God,
here's the question. In the United States, religious minorities are more likely to have college degrees than the Christian majority.
Okay. No.
In the United States, Hindus, 96% have college degrees. Jews, 75% college degrees. Muslim, 54% college degrees. Buddhists, 53%.
Wow.
College degrees. Unaffiliated. I don't know if that also includes atheists.
Yes.
But 44% Christians.
Bam.
36%. The lowest.
Oh, shit. What is happening? Come on, guys.
It says 36%. Only 44% of the people who say they don't have any religion. Have college degrees.
These Buddhists. Jeez, man. They got a school.
They haven't carved out atheists yet, so they don't really know. But
we're too easy.
There was another study done
right.
that said there's a connection between education levels and the number of people who describe themselves as having no religious faith.
Right.
In the U.S., the religious tend to be less educated than the non-religious.
Oh, shit, Pat. Burn in hell for even thinking that very thought. I'm going to burn... You know what? I'm going to burn you at the stake for saying that.
Some dude, Conrad Hackett, in the New York Times, the lead researcher on this study,
Conrad.
Said, quote, "The higher level of education in a country, the larger the share of people with no religion tends to be."
Mm.
So... these atheist basic countries that are all the Scandos,
yes,
and Northern European also have some of the highest college rates.
Oh,
and guess what? College is also free in a lot of those places.
Oh shit!
It's the evil indoctrination of liberalism, like evolution, and two is four, and lies like that shit.
Oh my God, that's a hard truth that. This country ain't ready for, you know,
that because of their Jesus, we're dumb fucks.
Yeah, basically.
And
why are they in college all the time? What's
all you have
thing?
To do is listen to their rhetoric and, you know, the evil, the liberal education system.
Right. Yeah. Because they use their religious doctrine to reject science. Right.
The earth
is flat. Evolution's bullshit.
You want another loving Christian story here? It'll drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
This is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, that's Al Franken's area, right? Where's Al Franken?
He's the senator of Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, shouldn't he be shaming Donald Trump?
Oh, I think there'll be plenty of time for that.
Come on, Al. Wake up. Get it going, baby.
Authorities in Minneapolis, Minnesota, have arrested a pastor.
Okay.
A warm, loving Christian pastor from the Good News Mission Church.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, man, the weirder the name of the religion, the more fucked up it is. The Weird News. What is it?
The Good News.
Oh, not the Weird News.
Mission Church. Well, if you were speaking honestly, it would be
the Weird News.
The fucked up news.
Because they always say, tell me the good news of Jesus.
Charges have been filed against the pastor and his 19-year-old son.
Yes.
They're facing two counts of assault, one count of malicious punishment of a child, after police say they beat a 12-year-old boy with wood and electrical cords.
Why?
Because, quote, the young victim was misbehaving in school and rejecting his faith.
Oh, my God. What is this? Is this Iran?
The victim told police that his 4-year-old sister similarly suffered abuse.
Oh, my God.
After one of the beatings, the boy was taken to hospital.
Hospital.
After a neighbor found him wandering the streets in the cold, having fled the church while his assaulters were distracted.
Oh, my God.
Bruising over his body, including one which was, quote, the approximate size of a football, as well as lash marks on his back. God.
What about all this Christian shit in your Bible? What about what would Jesus do? I don't mean the part where Isaac saws his son in half and tosses him in a well or whatever the fuck that is.
Abraham.
Whatever. More the New Testament shit, you know?
Yeah.
Loaves and fishes, that kind of stuff. How are you justifying this?
The pastor told the police that he beat the kid because the boy, quote, wanted to test God.
What? How so? I mean, this is ridiculous.
I don't know. An algebra question? I don't know.
He wanted to. My God.
So he's justifying, you know, and how many of these fucking Christians in this country would be okay with this?
Hopefully none.
I can't believe he beat that. Oh, wait. He was testing God? Well, they should have beat the shit out of that kid.
What did he do? God damn it. That's so horrible.
So hopefully these fuckers will...
And it wasn't the parents. It was people at the church.
Hopefully these assholes will go to the pastor and his son. And hopefully the pastor and his son will be going to jail. And we know what they do to child abusers in jail.
Oh, yes.
So I don't advocate violence at all.
But...
However, I would be more than happy to pass out flyers in the jail that says this is what this fucker did.
Imagine your kid, it's the middle of winter, it's freezing, and you have to run outside in the cold, and you're just beaten.
Yep.
Beaten up, man. Ooh, that's a rough one. God damn.
Warm and loving.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy sparkle season.
Oh, it's sparkle season, by the way. Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy whatever the fuck you want. We get paid. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I've got a story here.
Yeah.
About this is good news, I guess.
Oh, yes. Tell me the good
news.
This
is out of the sovereign country across the pond, our friends in the UK.
Hello.
Cheers to our UK listeners.
Right.
And there's a new poll out that shows in 1 year, a 4-point decline in the percentage of people who believe in a higher power.
Oh, no. Not a 4-point decline.
From 32% to 28%.
Oh, shit, man.
Think about that. Only 28% of people in the UK say they believe in a higher power. Let's flip those numbers around.
Right.
And turn the first one to a 9, probably in this country.
We'll get there, man.
It is. Well,
if we just
like
we just got to keep doing Faithless Friday, we'll get there. Or maybe not.
The proportion of atheists, of people who say that not only are they not, you know, really into the whole God thing, but are actually actively disbelieving.
Yes.
Rose 5% from 33 to 38. So currently, there are more people in Britain that are out and proud atheists than people who identify and say they believe in a higher power.
Great. Well, then hopefully there are less children being beaten in the basement of some church with wooden with wood sticks and electrical cable.
Times in the UK says a year of, quote, election surprises, conflict, a refugee crisis, and terrorism appear to have significantly dented the public's faith in God.
Oh, okay. Brexit.
So over there, when horrible shit happens, they're like, well, how could a warm and loving, bosomy God, not big-titted God, I mean, just a warm, that invites you to his bosom. Or
why could
bosom,
we have that?
Why does horrible shit happen? Here in this country, they say...
Because of gay people.
Because, yeah, some guy's sticking his dick in another guy's butt.
Yeah, they literally say that. Somebody in Texas, what was it this year, attributed a storm to gay marriage, right?
The latest hurricane.
Oh, yeah. The latest hurricane. God, think about that. That's your view of science? That's deranged. Wow.
Yeah, we know their view of science.
How the fuck does it, how do they think that happens?
They ain't into that shit.
A bout of anal sex in northern Texas made a low pressure system form in the Bahamas.
It's like the butterfly flapping its wings somewhere causes a hurricane somewhere else. This is a
people are mentally ill.
But if you are feeling a lack of Jesus, if you're in Britain, perhaps you should move to Kentucky because. Oh, yeah. 2016, last year, despite the fact that there was outcry for him doing this, the governor, Matt Bevin, there declared 2016 in Kentucky the year of the Bible.
I don't know why that cracks me up so hard. The year of the Bible. Who is this guy to name a year? Who names years? I mean, the people in China or Japan, year of the cock. They have that one. We have the year of the Bible.
Governor Matt Bevin decided that worked so well.
Way, man.
That apparently he has, on December 19th, a couple days ago, 4 days ago, he proclaimed 2017, quote, marks the second year Kentucky has led the nation in celebrating the Bible's significant impact on Kentucky and American institutions and culture by leaders in each county taking shifts to read through the entire Bible.
Oh, please. Oh, my God.
In Kentucky's Bible Reading Marathon beginning January 1st, 2017.
Comprehension test, please. I'm going to come out and say that I think a lot of those people in their quote-unquote Bible reading shifts open a page and stare at it.
Well, I think they go in order. Who gets the shitty, the
begat
chapters where it's like 20 pages of just Jehoshaphat begat shitface, who begat Shubat, who begat this person, who begat that person, who begat that person.
To me, don't you think the most exciting parts of the Bible would be Sodom and Gomorrah, that seems interesting.
Well, sadly, they don't write a whole lot about what fun they were having in Sodom and Gomorrah. No. They only write about the whole pillars of salt and flames, towers of flame from the kind, loving God.
Yay, Jesus. The flood might be fun to read about.
Right.
That might be interesting.
So head over to Kentucky, ladies and germs, if you're way interested in...
Fuck you, hippie.
Maybe you can participate in one of the Bible readings.
Burn in hell. Hey, can we beat anybody with some electrical cord and wood? They're testing God. God damn.
The...
Kate's even pissed off.
I think that was Kate the intern.
Shut up, Kate. She's barking at Jesus.
She's praying. Praying loudly.
She is not.
In Jack Russell.
Oh, she's praying for food. Ain't going to work. I'm sorry, doggy.
I've got another story here. This is actually from the Catholic.org.
Oh, that's my favorite. I love Catholic.org.
Website. Catholic Online.
Yes.
Inform, inspire, ignite.
Ignite? Wait. Hold on a second. What are we burning?
We're getting back to the burning at the stake apparently.
Jesus Christ. Can you guys calm down just a little bit?
The headline
God.
The headline over there from yesterday
for this.
Ignite.
Oh, my God.
Promotion tonight. Promotion.
No, I just saw a I just saw a different they have an ad for apparently a movie or a something. I don't know what it says, but it's the Jesus film.
Oh, yes.
His life, his death, our hope.
Ignite.
Buy or rent now on iTunes and Google Play. Apparently, it might also be available. Apparently, it might also be available over at Amazon. Go through our hole and buy it if you're into it. Witness the greatest story of our time, viewed more than 6 billion times. The Jesus film. And Jesus, there's a picture of Jesus.
Yes.
Couldn't be whiter. Could not be a whiter Jesus.
Listen, to be fair, in the Bible, Jesus was from, where was he from? Alabama?
Right.
There's lots of white people in the Middle East. You never noticed that? Lots of white people living in the middle of the fucking desert.
So this is out from Los Angeles.
Oh, yes.
Apparently.
Oh, burn in hell.
It says, a 300-pound metal display.
Yes.
Intended to honor Satan.
I love it.
Has been pulled down by protesters opposed to its erection.
Oh, yes.
Next to a traditional nativity display, the 300-pound red and black satanic pentagram was erected by Preston Smith, an atheist. His intention was, so the story's out of Los Angeles, but the display in question is here in Florida Boca Raton.
Boca Raton!
His intention was to be disruptive to the nearby display of a traditional nativity scene.
Oh, yes.
In a public park in Boca Raton, Florida. Public!
It's a public park,
park.
Baby!
Park!
Bring on Baphomet!
And I think we talked about this the other day, the fact that it had been vandalized.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And it was going to be going back up. But the headline here, so this is a pro pull that... evil satanic shit down story.
This is pro-Jesus.
This is the headline. Let's call satanic displays at Christmas what they really are. Vandalism against Christians.
Wait a second. If I put a pentagram up, I'm vandalizing Christians. Is that what they're saying?
You're not putting it up. You're not spray painting it on Jesus's great abs on a crucifix. Right. That would be vandalism.
Yes.
You're destroying someone else's property. These are the ones who are crowing over pulling down the satanic display because they're saying that is vandalism against them.
You're vandalizing my thoughts, my beliefs. You're marginalizing me because of what I believe in.
And notice how they call they call them protesters. On Tuesday, protesters in a truck attached a chain to the heavy metal monument and pulled it down. The 10-foot-tall, actually it says 10-tooth-tall structure. Man, Catholic Online, run this shit through a spell checker.
Yeah, all you got to do, you right-click and you activate spell check.
Tooth? Tooth ain't a word. T-O-O-F. The 10-tooth-tall structure fell.
They're not protesters. These are vandals. These are vandals.
It fell, bent out of shape somewhat, but largely intact. A pair of passers-by later stood the structure back on its base. The structure stands 20 feet from a nativity scene.
So what?
The nativity scene is traditional, but recently atheists have protested its presence in a public park.
Kill them!
we protest only its presence being allowed in a public park. If you're going to allow your Christo displays there...
Right.
That means you have to allow everything there.
Make way for Baphomet.
Or nothing.
Right.
Or maybe, cool with either way.
How about, and here's what I'll say about this nativity bullshit. A lot of it is wooden. A lot of it is straw. And most of it is flammable and dangerous. That steel pentagram will not cause a fire. Just saying. Okay?
Right. It's made of non-flammable materials.
And then, you know, the other thing is, it's all dry. That straw's dry. All this shit, the wood's very dry. It's all lit up. You don't think that's a fire hazard?
Right.
God.
They have therefore won the right to erect their monument. They decided to erect a 10-foot
pentagram dedicated to Satan, a fallen angel in which they do not claim to believe. They also hoisted a banner on the monument. It reads, "Keep Saturn in Saturnalia," a reference to an ancient Roman pagan holiday dedicated to the winter solstice. Some atheists claim, no, we know this as a historical fact, that Saturnalia is the origin of the modern Christmas holiday. When the Christianity was spreading like the cancer, anyway, in early Rome, in order to woo the pagans who were dancing around having fun, naked, fucking each other probably.
Did you call Jesus cancer?
Drinking wine and all that shit.
Yes.
In order to woo them into the fold, they were like, okay, well, we kind of like this celebration you guys have around the winter solstice.
Oh, it's fun.
And
it's fun.
Christmas trees come from that shit.
Right.
Show me in Bullshiticus 69 in the Bible where there's a fucking Christmas tree.
Hold on. Kate, find me references to Christmas trees in the Bible. Do it now.
She just acknowledged your order.
Right.
It says police are investigating the incident, which is the third incident of vandalism this season. While vandalism is inexcusable, it should be obvious that Satanism and the celebration of Saturnalia are not sincere religious beliefs.
Saturnalia is not to be considered sincere.
Nor are they associated with our modern celebration of Christmas, which is exclusively...
Ooh.
Drive down to the fucking mall, by the way. The horrible display of nasty capitalism. That's all Christmas is about in this fucking
world.
You can't tell me any different.
A dime.
Or
a buck.
It's exclusively dedicated to the birth of Christ. Everyone agrees.
No, they don't.
Atheists and Satanists have freedom of speech.
Of course.
However.
But Jesus.
There is no reason why this freedom of speech must be exercised virtually on top of a Christian nativity scene at Christmas. Why not in a different location or at a different time?
You go to a different location.
Why must it coincide perfectly and in proximity to a Christian celebration?
Because we're making a point that you're a shithead. That's why.
The reason is simply to be disruptive to the Christian celebration. It has nothing to do with sincere belief. What it is, quite literally... is another form of vandalism.
Who is writing this? You said earlier, I forgot. Some dickhead.
This is interesting last name. David Drudge. I wonder if he's related.
David, would it break your dick at all? Please, David, could you be tolerant?
No.
Would it hurt you? Just try to be tolerant.
You mean loving?
Yeah.
And embracing everyone?
Can you be Christian-like?
Like their Christ character proclaimed? That's not American Christianity, Ryan. American Christianity is Theodore Shubat, played, who is wistful for the days when they could toss people onto the stake and fry them for whatever offense they felt.
This David guy, man. How does this guy... David, what do you want to shove Jesus up my ass? Why can't you just be nice and tolerant of others? That Jesus was all about that in the book.
Right.
Am I wrong?
I do have to say I'm encouraged by the comments.
Right.
Surprisingly, here at Catholic Online.
Right.
Because most of the comments, the top comment, the most upvoted, etc., says the United States of America has freedom of religion and religious expression. This is protected by the Constitution. It's a public park. If Christians are allowed to put their religious imagery in a public park, so are the Satanists.
Right.
The same rule applies to everyone. Why do you want special treatment?
No shit.
That's the number one upvoted comment at Catholic Online. I'm amazed that it seems to be sanity and reason going on.
And soon we will live in a world called Trumpistan.
The next one says, vandalism against Christians. That's hilarious. Keep your nativity scene on private property. You won't have any problems.
Yeah. Have a ball, buddy.
And the next one. Sorry, but you don't get to decide how freedom of speech is exercised. That's not how it works.
Who the fuck do these people think they are? That's a good point.
Right.
You can't tell me what.
Put your nativity scene on private property, this one says. Put it on in front of a church. Put it in front of a friendly business.
Right.
Put it up in front of a private home.
no one is complaining about that. They always try to accuse the atheists of wanting to tear religious symbols down everywhere. But no one has ever complained about a nativity on church property.
Right.
Or on your private property. Do what the fuck you want. Don't put it on public property is what we're saying.
I don't know why that idea is so hard to grasp. I don't know why that's so offensive.
Right. They want special treatment. It's just simply
they want special treatment. But if you want to let gay people be gay people, you want to treat trans people like human beings, then that's special treatment.
Yeah.
You're very confusing.
It's very, very confusing.
Nobody understands you guys. I mean,
that's all we got for this Faithless Friday for the Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays
at Crab Diving. We'll be back the day after Christmas on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, don't forget Stitcher. Because the dog's barking in the background. Don't forget crabdiving.com. Buy shit through Amazon Hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Tonight in Pensacola. And don't forget to check out where and when. Follow his schedule at RatedRComedy.com. Go to his website or go to his Twitter feed, RatedRComedy, or to his Instagram, RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great Sparkle Season weekend. Enjoy your Saturnalia.
Saturnalia.
celebrations, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
To Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.